I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. It's nearly a week since former U.S. President Donald Trump was almost killed in an assassination attempt Saturday. Trump is the Republican candidate in this year's U.S. presidential election. For American citizens, it was a shocking moment, but for military service members, law enforcement, and veterans, the attack uniquely impacted them. More information continues to come out about the leadership and security errors that failed to stop the attack. Steve Prince with Warrior Set Free says it's a critical reminder to be praying for our law enforcement and military.
So when we pray for law enforcement and you think about the worst places at the worst times, that's where they have to be. Pray for divine protection. Pray for divine decision making. Pray for them to be alert.
Meanwhile, drugs and alcohol define a lot of lives on the Northridge Reservation. Distribution is bold and relentless, and too many people have decided there is no reason to go on living. Yet a recent visit by the On Eagles Wings team injected hope. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says that's the point of the On Eagles Wings Summer of Hope outreach, introducing desperate people to the hope of Christ.
Hope is defiant confidence. In the most brutal winter days, you have this defiant confidence that says there's going to be flowers sometime here soon. That's kind of a picture of hope. In terms of reaching out to Native America, where hope is so rare.
From July 6th to August 1st, dozens of Native American Christians are sharing their hope stories on reservations throughout the United States. Pray many lives will change as a result. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can now also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.